It can be helpful to consider two things. To consider, to be aware of what's happening, and to be aware of our relationship to what's happening. And to say it a little bit more dramatically, more for purpose of emphasis than anything else, is that it can be helpful to think that in any given situation there are only two things going on. There's what's happening and our relationship to what's happening. And when we or how we are in relationship to what's happening, we can be in some way or other for something that's happening. We can be against what's happening. Or we can be with what's happening. And the idea of just being with what's happening without being for or against it is the principle of mindfulness. There might be good reasons to be for or against certain things, and it can be appropriate to consider what we are. But when the mindfulness itself, the simplicity of mindfulness, when we're only kind of coming back to mindfulness without having to make a decision, without having to act in the world, the path of mindfulness unfolds when we learn how to be with our experience without being entangled or caught up in the for or against. So to explore this a little bit, I'd like to guide you through the same hand exercise I did before. But this time, it's not so much the emphasis. Last time the emphasis was more on the sensations in the hand. This time the emphasis will be more on how we're with the sensations. So, sitting quietly and upright, gently closing your eyes, and taking a few moments to maybe take a few deep breaths, and as you exhale, settle into your body. Deep breath in and exhale, settling into your seat. Perhaps on the exhale, relaxing in the mind, softening the thinking muscle, letting maybe the upwelling or uprising energy of thinking, if there is any, to settle down. To surrender to the pull of gravity and settle down, and the mind spreads out like a surface of a great still lake. And letting your breathing be natural. No special effort anymore to breathe any special way. And taking a few moments to familiarize yourself what it's like for your body to be breathing. What parts of the body are active when you breathe? are the strongest sensations in the body that are directly connected to breathing? As you breathe, what sensations of breathing are pleasant and what are unpleasant? For now, just noticing that, being with it. And if it's simple enough, take a moment or two to soften into your breathing. Relax your torso, your shoulders, your rib cage. Maybe letting your belly hang forward, soft belly. And then gently letting your awareness reside in your hand, your right hand. And take some time discovering what are the various sensations that appear in the hand. The palm of the hand. The back of the hand. The fingers, let yourself tune in to the sensations of your hand. Maybe your attention wanders around in the hand and picks up different ones. Certain ones come and go, some stay longer. And then notice how you are in relationship to that. What's your relationship to the sensations of your hand? Are you impatient about this? Hesitant? Doubtful? Are you eager and excited, plunging into the sensations? Is there any small, subtle, or not so subtle ways that your attitude about this is either for or against? And if there is, can you experiment for a few moments to put that aside in favor of just being with the sensations? Do you have thoughts and stories about your hand? Are you being pulled into ideas and stories? Noticing your hand and wondering if your fingernails are too long and what kind of fingernail clipper to buy. So you're not really with experience, you're thinking about it. Does your thinking keep you separate from the hand experience? Is there some way you can just be with it in a simple, fuller way? Just hand. And for maybe just a few moments more, maybe 10 seconds, experiment with being equanimous, easy, calm about whatever is happening in the hand, just feeling it. See if you can experiment with having a calm, maybe equanimous awareness that can just be with something. A simple, direct way. And let your awareness become aware of how you're feeling emotionally. What emotion or state of mind is here for you. And can you know it in the simple way of just being with it, recognizing it? Maybe you're calm or agitated. Maybe contented or discontented. Maybe confident. Maybe anxious or fearful. Maybe there's a doubt or being perplexed. Or a sense of ease, or a sense of discouragement, frustration. Could be very subtle. Whatever emotional state or mood or mental state, feeling that you have, how are you in relationship to it? Are you for it or against it? Or are you just, can you be with it in a simple way? As if it has permission to be there. As if it's the most okay thing in the world for you to have the emotion that whatever emotion that's here. What might it be like to have a simple mindfulness that's with the experience? That doesn't need it to be different. Doesn't hold on to it or push it away. In whatever emotional state or mood or mind state that you have, how does it manifest in your body? Does it have some expression, some activation of sensations in your body? And if it does, Can you let your awareness be in that part of your body in the same way that you were with a hand? Feeling the emotional expression. And now returning to your breathing, returning to your anchor for this practice. Settling into the anchor. But here too, experimenting with a simple being with, not leaning towards it, not pulling away, not overeager or not hesitant. And as we continue here, if some emotion becomes predominant, some state of mind becomes strong, then you might take a few moments, or however long, to experiment with being with it, recognizing the emotion that's here, feeling it in your body, but experimenting with a mindfulness that's with. Experimenting with a way of being that's not for or against. But if you are for or against, let that be what you're mindful of. Put that at the center of the stage and see that clearly for what it is. Emotions are an important part of human life, to be respected, to be appreciated, to be noticed, and also to be free of. Not free of in the sense of not having them, but not being entangled in them, or caught in them, or pushed around by them. And this is particularly true in doing mindfulness practice. Emotions have an important place in the practice, any emotion at all. But the way that they're important, or the way that we allow them or relate to them, is maybe very different than how people will do it in ordinary life, or how people have been trained by our different societies to relate to them or something. And that I think that the principle that emotions are motions, that the emotions are things that are moving in us. The Latin emotion, the e is a prefix meaning out. So there's something that's in movement. And so what we're trying to do in mindfulness in relationship to emotions is to not interfere with them or not get entangled with them, but to respect them as if they have an important life to live, to move, to unfold. And some emotions that occur only continue in time because we keep feeding them. We keep getting involved and entangled. And some emotions arise, and they arise not because we're feeding them or prompting them or mostly because we're just open and relaxed, and the heart is open, and something flows forward. Different emotions can be different ways. And so this idea of being with emotions, to be mindful of them, not to be for them or not to be against them, is a kind of a radical thing, because many times people are for or against their emotions in some way or other. Some people have manifestos that they're ready to write about how important it is to emotions and be their emotions and express their emotions. Some people have unreflective attitudes or something, that emotions are bad, or some emotions are bad and they shouldn't be there. It's shameful to have them. Mindfulness is a area where it's really sitting here, walking, really fine for you to have your emotional life, and to have it with finding a way to be with it, be present, to be mindful of it, that is not somehow in a reactive mode to it or caught in it in some way. So the very simple presence for it, so it can move, so it can unfold, so something can deepen inside of us. And we don't necessarily know how that movement's going to look like, or where it's moving to, or how it's unfolding. Sometimes some emotions will settle and fade away, some morph into something else, and we're just there, very simple. Our idea is mindfulness to be simple and allow these things to be there. If emotions are not particularly predominant, they're in the background, it's fine to acknowledge them, know they're there, but you don't have to give it much attention, you can stay with the anchor. But if they become predominant, it feels like important to attend to them, then the experiment in mindfulness is to be clearly present for them, to be attuned to them with attention. Oh, this is what's happening. And it can be helpful to use these mental notes for that. The mental noting is a way of kind of getting clear that this is happening. Even though you kind of know it's happening, sometimes there's a whole different, the mind kind of operates on different dimensions or different levels of the mind. And to have the mental note is kind of like it gets more fully acknowledged, or more fully we allow it to be what it is, and we can more fully be with it if we simply name it. Sad, happy, something just to. And some people find that the mental notes are a little bit too active and energizing in the mind. And if you want to experiment, I find this interesting. To use the mental notes, but if you use them kind of like the inner voice is saying them, don't do that. Just imagine you're saying them. It's quieter that way. There can be less energy involved. It's kind of like, you know, there's no resistance to it, or no, you know, just imagine you're noting it, and that might be enough. And when you imagine it, it's maybe a little bit closer to this non-reactive awareness, just there, just see it, and we're not getting entangled. So if that makes sense to you, you can try that and see if that helps you with that practice. And then some emotions are, you know, part and parcel of them, but they themselves are a kind of movement for or against. So like if you feel angry or feel afraid, there's kind of a for and against kind of built into those feelings. So that's interesting to notice. And you don't have to then, you don't have to kind of stop having them. You just know it. Say, oh, here I am. I'm angry and I'm really against it. Or something. Just notice. That's how it is. Be present. So one way or the other, the idea with emotions in mindfulness practice is to have a very simple relationship to it. Not to make it a big deal, not to start analyzing and fixing and improving and getting rid of, but being very simple. And in that simplicity, finding a kind of refuge or finding some kind of something valuable, a way of being intimate or present or engaged or being here, where the being here is, we identify in a sense more with being here than that we identify with the emotion. The emotion is there in a sense, I'm here. Or so finally, I have a wonderful day of practice today. And I'd encourage you, if it feels right for you, to stay close in, stay close to your practice. I sometimes think of having a samadhi bubble or a meditation bubble. Just stay close to where your experience of life is really residing. If you see something far away, the seeing happens in the eyes. If you hear something that's happening, a sound originating far away, it's happening in the ear. So kind of stay close to where things actually, you're making contact, or the world's making contact with you. Stay close in. And just kind of be intimate and cozy. Maybe slow down so you, sometimes when you walk slower around or do things a bit slower, it's a kind of nice way to be more intimate and connected. And perhaps by staying in closer to your direct experience with your body, you might also feel your inner emotional life a little bit more tenderly and carefully and fully, and be with it. Some people feel kind of when it's raining and you're inside, it's dry and safe and cozy, and maybe inside your samadhi bubble, if you stay close, you can have the same feeling. I hope you enjoy the day.